1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. When I was a boy, hardly more than 10 years old, my family moved to a small town, and I was destroyed, leaving all my friends behind. And if I'd had a choice, we'd have stayed put. It's only now I can see sometimes a little change can be good. At the end of the block, a ramshackle diner stood. My after-school stop, just to pass time, where I met a girl nearly 3 times my age, but still she painted my world with her kind words and soft curves. Just a schoolboy crush, but you remind me of her. She saw something in me. I was lonely and misunderstood. She'd ask me to write down my wildest schemes and over slices of blueberry pie, I learned to dream. She'd say, what good's a dreamer without a believer? We all just need someone to care, one who might listen and root for our wishes, someone to simply be glad that we're there. What good's a hand if nobody needs holding? Thank God for that place, it practically saved me. Those school kids sure didn't take kind to this stranger. And I was eccentric, all grand plans and inventions that I would have just thrown away. By listening, she let me have something to say. Dreamer without a believer, we all just need someone to care, one who might listen and root for our wishes, someone to simply be glad that we're there. What good's a hand if nobody needs holding when everything else falls away? Oh.